Okay, good morning. I'm very excited to be here, and it's a pleasure for us to be here. What Eric said, we're 2 from 5. 3-year-old children stay at home for the first time alone without us. I mean, alone, not exactly alone, but. I hope I will able to talk to you something what's touched my heart, and I want to share with you. And couple weeks ago, maybe month, I was in the parents meeting in the school, where is our oldest daughter learning, studying, and they invite some woman. It was blind woman. They invite her to this parents meeting, and she share from her life. She not person who was born blind. She's the person who lose her eyesight, yeah, in the car accident. It was in the age 20, after the army service. And she came and she shared from her life. It's like how it's happened. And the couple first day, she was in the hospital with something on her eyes. And she thought she cannot see because of this stuff on her eyes. But when they take this off, and doctor came and said, you never, never will be able to see. This was something so difficult to the, just try to imagine you are in this situation, and 20 years old, whole life before you, and you cannot see. And she would think all her life already destroyed. But this time she came back home from the hospital, she started to try to organize her life and to try to moved without help or something at home, you know, and try to warm in the food and stuff like that. She tried to find a way how she can live. And she started to think what she can do in regular life. And she started studying in university. Without seeing something, she started to study for psychology, yeah? Mm? And she finished her first degree and second degree and started to work. She worked until her late age. How you call this? When you finish the work, retired. Yeah? And what she was want, she was want to be able to do everything by herself. You know, and she find a way to bring dogs, special dogs, you know, who help the blind people. And she was going to the shopping and everything she did by herself. And she met someone and they married. And he was not blind man. She was normal. And it was interesting story. And when I heard this story, I was thinking, What the expectation was to this woman to try to live her life somehow, to try to be able to do something by herself. And I want to read with you some story, and I take a risk because this story from the book of Acts. And I know Eric was teach from this book almost last year, I think. Still teaching. And we will see. Maybe you already talked about that, but we will see. Acts chapter 3. Acts 3 from verse 1. I will try to read, and you should try to understand my reading. And if you have your Bible, you can follow up. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple, at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms to those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong, and leaping up he stood and began to walk, and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and recognized him as the one who sat at Beautiful Gate of the temple, asking of alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Interesting story. Someone who cannot walk. He was usually paralyzed. Okay? And we see here two people, Peter and John, going on the hour of prayer. Usually it was 3 o'clock afternoon. The morning for the Jewish start from 6 in the morning. Okay? They have prayed 3 times in the day. 6 in the morning, it's about 3 afternoon, and 6 afternoon. Okay, 3 times. And Jewish people, they believe God can hear prayer everywhere. Usually you don't need to go somewhere for prayer, you know. But how much better to be in the place what God choose to be there. And because of that, sure, if you are around Jerusalem, you want to go to pray to the temple, not to pray at home, because God choose this place. And this person, he cannot come by himself to the place to seat them. Someone carried him. Someone bring him. I don't know who it was. Maybe it was his family, because, you know, they need some money to feed him. And what the best place can be if it's not temple to ask people to help you? Because people come in there, and they come and they prepare their heart to worship God, to praise God. When he came there and they see that this person, usually from the nation, you know, their brother, he cannot walk, and they want to help. It was the best place. And we have the name of the gate, Beautiful Gate. What the gate it was? Beautiful Gate. Somebody know? No? Okay. Beautiful Gate. It was the way for the, I hope I translate right the word, treasure place, okay, in the temple, where people bring their offering, okay? Beautiful gate. It was some inside gate. In the temple, it was outside gates and inside gate. And this person was sitting there and waiting for some money. What his needs was to get some food, some very basic things. And I think about us today, how many of us, we are coming with our basic things to the God, and we waiting from him some answers, some basic things. It's not bad. It's not bad. But when I think about this person, I think he had the basic things to ask, but God was know the real something what he's need, real need. He was need something much more than this person can think about it. And this person sitting there and waiting for some money, and Peter and John going there. But I think if he was sitting in the place, beautiful gate, place where you come to the treasure place when people bring offerings, I think we read here daily he was there. Every day. I'm asking question. If Jesus was go there before, what do you think? Maybe yes, maybe not. But in some place we read he was sitting in the treasure place and was looking how people bring their offering. Do you remember this poor woman? She bring not a lot of money, but he said she bring much more than everybody else. And how he get there? Through the gate? Or maybe jump somewhere? I think through the gate. And if it's this person was there every day, he should saw him. Other question, what I think about, maybe this person heard something about Jesus? Because it's so many happens there. And everybody was talking about this. Everybody was knowing this person, Jesus. Because in Hebrew we have this word, balaganist, balagan. Someone who made some no order, you know, some... Yeah, chaos.
Chaos?
Chaos. Yeah. He came and he beat people there, you know. Everybody talked about this. And this person maybe heard about Jesus. He made miracles. Maybe. But my question is, why he didn't come to this person? Why he not healed him? I don't know what about you, but I have some needs, you know, some basic needs, and not just basic needs. And sometimes I feel like this paralyzed person, because the difficult things in our lives, they made us paralyzed. We cannot walk. It's so hard to us. Some situation in our lives made us paralyzed, and it's very difficult, and we just sitting and waiting. And sometimes in the congregations, believers, they sitting and waiting for the God, for something happened, for something what can change their life. And sometimes they see Jesus come so close. But he didn't stop. He go forward. And maybe he healed somebody there or there. And sometimes we think, God, what about me? I still hear you make miracles. Until these days, you are alive. You can make miracles. You heal this guy. You help for this person. But what about me? Why I still sitting paralyzed? And because of our... forgot this word. if it's long time going like that, we still sitting there and we stop to wait something big. We just asking for the basic things. But I want to read with you other scriptures in the book of Ephesians. Chapter 3, verses 20, 21. Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. Who is able to do far more that we ask or think. According to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, through thought, all generation, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. He can do much more. If he can do much more, why he didn't heal this person? Because Jesus never did some miracle for the miracle. It's the reason not just to make miracle, to show the miracle. The goal much bigger. And we can see in this situation, if he was healed, this person, let's think about it. What was happened? It was a lot of religion people who was against him. He healed people, they was happy with that? No. They hate him because they lose their, their disciples, or they lose people because of what Jesus did. And they hate him. If Jesus was healed this person, they can find reason to say, no. He did this because of that or because of that. Shabbat, not Shabbat, I don't know. And Jesus didn't. But he was know this person, I'm sure. He was look maybe when he was walk there on this person. And here we see in the time of prayer, this paralyzed person sitting there, and Peter and John going there. What, it was first time? I don't think so. It's first time they see this person sitting there? It's his place. Maybe he paid for this place, you know, to be there. He rented this place. It's a nice place. Way to the treasure, where people bring offerings. Huh, people came with money. It's a good income can be. And now they start to look on him different. And they said to him, we don't have silver and gold. But, and you know, what I see here, the God knows real needs what we have. This person was thinking to get from them something, money. He need to eat. That's all. I thinking about this woman, what I talked on the beginning, what her needs was, just some basic needs to live her life. And she didn't know Jesus or something about him. But God knows real needs. Real my needs and real your needs. And he came in the right time. Not just miracle for the miracle. But when they are healed, this person, you know how many of people came to the faith? Wow! If Jesus was healed him before, what was happened? More people was against him. But he knows the right time. I want to give you maybe some story from my life, of my expectation, what I was want and what I received. What Eric said before I came to the faith, I did some problem. And I came to the faith, and we left for the mission. We moved to the other city with my wife's parents to start new congregation there. And we served there. And I have the charge for 4 years. Okay, 4 years. I was need to go every month to the police department, and they need to see me. And it's like, I'm okay, I'm not doing problem. They put me, it's okay. But after 2 years, I was able to ask forgiveness for other 2 years. Okay. And time's coming, and I came to the person who was has responsibility about that, and I asked if I can ask them. She said, it was a woman, she said, yes, you are okay, we can ask. And we asked. And time coming for my day birthday, okay? And it was very difficult time for us, because if you're going for the mission in Russia, it's very simple. You believe God send you? You say, yes, okay, he will provide you. And you are going. And we take our clothes, we put on the plastic bags. These plastic bags we put in the pockets. And we was go to the missions. And my birthday coming, and I was praying and asking God, God, wow, my birthday coming. I want some present for you. And I think, some money from somewhere, you know, to buy a cake, I don't know. Because the life was very difficult. It was very difficult there. And I was thinking maybe my sister can send me some money from Israel. And that's what I was asking, the basic things. And time coming, and they invite me to the church in the day of my birthday. And I go in there with the expectation for some basic thing, to forgiveness for 2 years more. What it's less, and I came there, and the judge started to talk, and he asked, first he was very angry on me, because I came to the room, and I was sit on some chair. He started to shout at me, why are you sitting here? You think it's a restroom? I said, no, I'm just... and what the word? And... I came to him, and this woman represent me, and she said, he's a good boy, you know, he's missionary here. Missionary? What are you doing? And I start to talk to him, what we are doing, we help for these people, we go into the prison, we help to the people who use drugs, you know, and stuff like that. He start to smile, and start to talk nice to me, and after that he said, okay, you want like last 2 years forgiveness for that? I said, yes, and he asking, with the removal of conviction, you know, conviction, I don't know, just translate this. And these things, impossible. It can be possible after 7 years, after your all, yes, it's like, I was need to wait usually 9 years more, you know, for that. And when he asked this, I cannot talk. I was standing like that and looking at him. And this woman, the same. She was standing and looking, and we are together did like that. And he signed it. That's what I received. I was, when I left this room, I was fly. And praise Lord. I said, wow. How amazing you. I asked for the present for my birthday. Simple thing. Very simple. Some money to buy the cake. But he knows our needs. Our real needs. Now to him, Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him, who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, throughout all generation, forever and ever. Amen. This is amazing what God can do. And... If we feel paralyzed, if we feel he's going there and there, but he didn't see me, it's not right. He knows everyone. He knows your name. And if you need a miracle, it will come. In the right time, in the right way. Maybe not how we expect it should happen, but it will come. Because he wants to glorify his name through our difficult situation. And when he will do this, we will jump and glorify him. And this is that can be the biggest testimony in our life to his glory. And I still waiting for the miracle. I still waiting for the time when he will come. When he will straight his hand to me and raise me up. If you are waiting for something like that, I would like to pray with you. Because I believe he can do it. I'm sure he can do it. I'm sure he knows the real needs, your needs and my needs. And he wants to come. We should respect or wait and know, you know, he died for you and for me. If he did this, what do you think? If he's want to help you with your needs, or but sometimes our basic needs, they much more before our eyes than real needs. And when we came with our basic needs, he also want to help us. But he knows the real needs. Okay, I just want to ask if somebody have some needs and he waiting for the miracle. Some person here? Yes? Okay. Okay, that's great. Okay, let's stand and pray. And if you not waiting for some miracle, just look on the person who raised his hand and pray for him. Oh Lord, we so thank you for you, because you are amazing. We so thank you for your love for us. You love us much more than we understand or imagine to ourselves. And you're almost close to us. You are here. I so thank you, Lord. I so thank you for your love. It's like we've seen before, who was and is to come. You are coming, and we're waiting for you, Lord. You know everyone from us, each from us. You know our names. You know our lives and what's happened. And you know our real needs. And we come into you, Lord. We come into you with our needs. And maybe we didn't understand if it's real needs, what we want, what we need, or not. But you know exactly. You know exactly what we need to be able to walk. And we want to walk with you, Lord. We want to be close to you. And I am asking now for all person who need some miracle in his life. And I'm coming to you with my needs. And Lord, I know you will come. You will come. In the right time, maybe in the different way, but you will come. You will glorify your name, Lord. I so thank you, Lord, for your word, what you talk to us. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And we can stand on your word. And we can be sure you will do what you want to do. Thank you, Lord, for each of us. Because you give us the faith and you give us much more than we ask or think about it. We want to glorify your name, Lord. We want to give to you whole glory. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Yeshua, Jesus. Thank you for all what you did, for all what you are doing now at this moment, and for all what you will do in our life. Yes, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I can just see that the Lord is moving on many of your hearts this morning. God is doing some pretty awesome things, encouraging us. Alexia, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for that word, my brother. That's the word of the Lord. Amen. Endurance. This is what I wrote down in my notes. This is so good, my brother. Endurance is being able to still hope for the big things. Right? That's what endurance and patience is about. When the Lord said, pray and keep on praying, and he taught us in, was it Luke 11 or Luke 18? I can't remember which one it is, but he tells us to keep praying. You know the scripture? The one about the woman who keeps going to that unrighteous judge. And Jesus says, Luke says, Jesus said this so that we might not give up in our prayers. Endurance is being able to hold fast to the hope that God will do more than what we could ask or imagine. So I want you to know that that's the word of the Lord for you today. This is the word of the Lord for such a time as this, for all of us. Let's believe God for the big things. Amen. God knows what we have need of, and let's not settle for just the basic needs because we're so desperate. Like, God, just give me anything. I'll take anything. Hold fast. Hold fast. The Lord wants to. The Lord wants to rock our world. And it's in his timing, and we'll trust him for that. And when he does it, it will bring glory to his name. Maximum glory to his name. Thank you, Alexi. Lord, we just bless you. Is it possible for your creation to bless their God? We bless you with the blessings of our mouth, O Lord. You are highly exalted. You are able to do more than we could ask or imagine, and we believe it, and we put our faith and our trust in you. Lord, let your blessing be on this congregation as they go from here today and walk in that truth.